Temperatures similar on the whole, with highs up to the upper 20s. Lisa.
Thanks, Chris. Now it's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday the 22nd of July. There are warnings of gales in South Utsira and Fisher. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Skagerrak 1008, expected Baltic Sea 1007 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, northwesterly 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. South Utsira, northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in south. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Forties, Cromartie, west or northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in Forties and 3 in Cromartie. Drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Fourth, Tyne, north or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Dogger, northwest 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight, northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in North Fisher, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in East Humber, becoming variable 2 at times in West. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly 5 at times in South Portland and West Plymouth, and southwesterly 5 for a time in Northwest White. Fair, good. Biscay, north or northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Fitzroy, mainly northeasterly 4 to 6, but cyclonic 2 to 4 in far southeast. Thundery showers in west, fog patches later in southeast. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in southeast. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. Mainly northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, but northwesterly 4 to 6 in North Irish Sea. Mainly fair, good. Rockall, Malin, northerly or northwesterly, backing southwesterly in North Rockall 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southeast Malin. Drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, backing southwesterly 4 to 6 later, except in south and east Fair Isle. Occasional drizzle, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Southeast Iceland, variable 3 at first in north, otherwise westerly 4 to 6, backing southwesterly 5 to 7. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches at first in north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in north. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, northwest by north, 3, 5 miles, 1031, falling slowly. Stornoway, west-northwest, 4, mist, 4 miles, 1028, falling more slowly. Lerwick, northwest, 4, 12 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Lucas, west-northwest, 2, 24 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Bridlington, west by north, 2, 1026, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north by east, 3, 11 miles, 1026. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northwest, 1, 5 miles, 1026. Jersey, northeast, 2, 11 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south, 2, 1027. Scilly Automatic, north-northeast, 4, 7 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Valentia, northeast, 2, 27 miles, 1031, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, northwest, 3, 11 miles, 1027, falling. Malin Head, north by west, 4, 5 miles, 1031, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, high pressure over the North Atlantic, will continue to bring a generally north to northwesterly flow and largely settled weather on Wednesday. However, there will be drizzle at times across some northern waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 at times in south. Occasional drizzle, fog patches in north. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, mainly variable 2 to 4, but northwesterly 4 or 5 at first in far north. Drizzle at times, mainly in north, good, occasionally poor in north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, north 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable 3 or less, becoming north 3 or 4 for a time at first, mainly fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, mainly variable 2 to 4, but northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5 near eastern Norfolk. Showers, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, variable 3 or less, increasing 4 at times, mainly fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 3 to 5, then variable mainly south 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northerly or northeasterly, 3 to 5 in west, but in east, variable 3 or less, increasing 4 at times. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, northerly or northeasterly, 3 to 5 in west, but variable 2 to 4 in east. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 at times in Cardigan Bay and to the east of Anglesey. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, variable 2 to 4 at first in east and south, otherwise northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in northwest. Fair, good. Isle of Man, north or northwest, 4 or 5, fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, northerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in North Channel, becoming variable 2 at times in far south. Drizzle at times later, good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in North Channel. Drizzle at times later, good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. North or northwest, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, becoming variable 2 at times later. Drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, west or northwest, 3 or 4, backing west or southwest, 4 or 5 later. Occasional drizzle, fog patches in far north. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in far north. And Shetland Isles, northwest, 3 or 4, backing west, 2 or 3, then increasing 4 or 5 later. Drizzle at times later, good, occasionally poor later. And that completes our shipping bulletin. Now it's prayer for the day with Steve Taylor.
Good morning. What does it mean to be successful? The normal definition of success is achievement, getting more qualifications, rising high in your profession, receiving accolades and awards, earning a lot of money, buying goods, a big house, a fast car, and other glittering possessions. However, research in psychology has shown that material success doesn't have much effect on well-being. It works up to a certain point, but beyond that, it doesn't make much difference. Beyond that threshold, no matter how much money people earn, they don't gain any more well-being, even if they become billionaires. So, if the conventional idea of success is false, what does success really mean? Success means giving to others. A successful life means a life of caring, support and service. It means supporting your family, neighbours and community. It means helping strangers, alleviating other people's suffering, encouraging their development. In these terms, a life of failure is a life of selfishness, of trying to satisfy your own desires while disregarding other people's well-being. Research has shown that acts of kindness do increase our well-being. Sometimes this is called the helper's high. We feel more connected to others, and our lives have more meaning and purpose. As I've expressed it poetically, if you want to make a mark on the world, live quietly and simply. Be attentive to the needs of others, sensitive to their suffering, giving as much of yourself as you can. The achievements of the ego pass away, like monuments that tourists gaze at admiringly, then forget once out of sight. But acts of kindness never fade. Our souls absorb them and carry them forever as marks of trust and love. Blessings.
That was Prayer for the Day with Steve Taylor. And now it's Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. The oldest sugar beet factory in England is shutting up shop.
This closure is one of many factory closures across Europe, and it's a consequence of deregulation and